of talk. It fits the topic I'm supposed to speak about. What are the Memches Kinyanei? If one looks at the list of the Memches Kinyanei Torah, one can separate those things that are clearly involved in the learning process, right? Qualities that enhance how one learns, some of which are exclusive to Torah, and some are broader in the terms of how you study anything properly. Paying attention, having good teacher, relating to people chaverim, discussing with others, etc. And some of them don't seem to be directly related to learning at all. I don't think anybody questions that Erech HaPayim is a wonderful midah. Right? It's one of your Gimel Midas HaRachamim, right? Hashem Hashem Kerachim Echanan Erech HaPayim. Right? Very patient and holding back anger. But what does it do with learning? That's the question. Why is one of the Midas HaTatar Nikmah? So I want to suggest a few different possibilities. Probably all true. Whether all of them are pshat is another question, but I think they're all true. Right? What's involved in Erech HaPayim? Right. We're supposed to emulate the meat of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What does it mean for us to be Erech HaPayim? Means when we see something, we're upset about it, we don't react immediately. We wait. We tolerate a great deal of abuse, verbal abuse to us. We don't immediately react back. We're patient. We think it through before we respond. We don't give in to anger. Right? Holding back is obviously fighting the instinct to respond. Is usually an instinct of, I'm insulted, I'm angry, I'm going to get back. Erech HaPayim means I hold back my anger, think it over. So how many of these factors are relevant to actually learning? So anger is certainly a quality that affects one's ability to learn properly. Because anger is a very powerful emotion that certainly doesn't fit in well with trying to find out the emes. Because if I'm angry at somebody and what he says, then I can't even possibly consider that what he's saying is true. Right? How can it be true? I'm angry with him. I'm just upset. What? Number two, if I'm angry, I can't concentrate properly. I'm allowing that emotion to overwhelm me. Right? That also affects my learning. In order to learn, you have to have Yishuv HaDas. To learn properly, you have to be able to think something through. To think something through, you can't be caught up in emotions. You can't be filled with anger about something. Also involves two other qualities, which I think are very important. One is simply patience. Any delayed reaction means patience. Have the patience. I don't really operate on my instinct. I think about it. That's a very important factor in learning. When you think about it, really very important. We instinctively react to something. We hear a swara. We hear a din. It doesn't fit right with us. Something comes to my mind immediately. But to find out the truth, one has to think through consequences. Right? One has to spend time. Make sure that the swara is proper. I'm not a good storyteller, but I had this chus when I was in yeshiva to learn with chavrusa for a couple of years with someone who was much smarter than I and very creative. And his name is, you may have heard his name, is Chaim Soloveitchik. And we learned together. And when we learned together, one year we learned the whole day, 9 in the morning till 12:30 at night, with breaks, obviously. A very long day. And he was very creative. And in fact, it was very frustrating because we'd go through the sugya and then he would try to analyze it. And he had all kinds of patience to figure it out. And if I couldn't figure something out after a while, I'd want to move on. He wouldn't move on. What was the advantage to him to have me for a chavrusa? Under circumstances, I know what it was, that I was a good critic. See, he would think and think all day and come up with a mahalach, a way of looking at the sugya, and I'd ask a question about it. Right? He listened to my question, and invariably he would say, I probably could answer your question, but then it wouldn't work out just right, and start all over again. So he got a great deal out of it because he got pressed. That was given the idea. My patience, because I meant if I didn't ask the question, we could move on. Well, I could probably do something by asking the question. But if your concern is MS, you have to have the patience. You have to think through the ramifications. And being Erech HaPayim develops one's sense of patience. Right? One doesn't just rush in. Say something. One's patient. And it also means to tolerate other things, not the way I want it to be, right? Not to give in to frustration. It's not the way I want it to be. You know what? One of the best things in learning is discover that sometimes someone else is right and we're wrong. Because we're not always right. But we want to be always right. So it's a very natural tendency. So if I develop the quality of not reacting when I hear things I don't like immediately, stepping back, thinking it over, so then I can reach the point sometimes to realize that maybe I shouldn't have been angry, because maybe the other fellow's right. Maybe there's something there that I've missed, and I can only do that if I don't react immediately. Why? Because once I react, I sort of get locked into it. Right? Once I react, it's much harder to step back. Right? Stories about the Rav after Shia saying that someone was right. Why the story is told? Not just to show that the Rav can acknowledge that a Talmud was right, but also it meant that instead of just giving into his immediate reaction over again to say, well, maybe the question is a good question. Maybe there's more to it. And in order to do that, you have to be able to step back, think it over, look at it, and that quality you developed if you're Erech HaPayim. Right? If you've learned to develop within yourself not to respond immediately when you're upset, you can delay responding when you're angry and upset, then you can delay responding under circumstances which are not so emotionally charged as well. And that's a very important component in learning. To wait, to have Yeshua Das, to think about it, not to react quickly, not to react emotionally. Emotions are very important, but they don't help you in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is you try to understand it. And try to understand it, then it's with patience, without anger, thinking it through, accepting the possibility that what someone else says is right and what we say is wrong. And all those qualities are developed if you really have Erech HaPayim. So it's not just a wonderful midah to have in midos, but actually enhances our ability to learn. 10 minutes. I don't know if it's listed in the 48 as being on time, sticking to time schedule, probably should be the 49th one.